This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohbhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh yesterday. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. He said that roads, electricity and mobile network, along with health and other facilities, are being provided in the remote tribal areas of the state.
Chhattisgarh ki sthiti tezi se badal rahi hai. Jab Sukma jile ke ek swasthya kendra ko rashtriya gunavatta praman patra milta hai, to naya vishwas jagta hai. Jab kai saal baad Dantewada mein phir se swasthya kendra shuru hota hai, नया विश्वास जगता है. ऐसे ही प्रयासों के कारण नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Mumbai beginning today. The President will reach the city this evening. She will attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai tomorrow. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, announced the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act or AFSPA for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting tomorrow. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thobal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others, while in Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirap, Changlang, Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. The decision follows a review of the law and order situations in these regions where the AFSPA has been in place to address security concerns. Manipur has been under President's rule since February 13, following ongoing ethnic violence. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key accused in connection with the illegal trafficking of a victim to the United States who was deported back to India earlier this month. According to the NIA, the victim was trafficked to the USA via donkey route in December last year. The agency said that as per the victim's complaint, he had paid approximately 45 lakh rupees to the accused agent for the illegal immigration process. NIA investigations revealed that the accused, who lacked any license, legal permit or registration to send individuals abroad, had trafficked the victim to the US via Spain, El Salvador, Guatemala and Mexico using the donkey route. Eid-ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated in the country today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. President and Vice President have greeted the people on Eid-ul-Fitr. In her message, the President emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the multinational air exercise INIOCHS-25 beginning in Greece today. The 12-day exercise hosted by Greece's Hellenic Air Force will take place at Andromeda Air Base in a historic region of Elis. It will continue till the 11th of April. In the IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings, CSK, by 6 runs at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Batting first, Rajasthan Royals scored 182 runs for the loss of 9 wickets. In response, Chennai Super Kings managed to score 176 runs for the loss of 6 wickets within the stipulated 20 overs, falling just short of the target of 183. Nitesh Rana, who made blistering 81 off 36 balls for the Rajasthan Royals, was named player of the match. Today, Mumbai Indians will lock horns against Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.